Evening, I'd like to call the June 16th, 2016 meeting of the Design Review Board to order. First item on tonight's agenda is roll call.
Chair Tolini.
I'm here.
Vice Chair Krasinski.
Here.
Board Member. Board Member Emerson.
Here.
And Board Members Chong and Cousins are absent.
Next item on the agenda is oral communications. To the extent that there's anyone in the audience that would like to bring any matters to our attention that are not on tonight's agenda, now is the opportunity to do so. Seeing none, next item is staff briefing.
There's no staff briefing at this time.
Okay, well, we have two items on the agenda tonight. First is 95 Seaforth, and the second is 168 Antoinette. So we'll start off with 95 Seaforth, if the applicant would like to come up. It can take up to 20 minutes for a presentation, then we'll turn it over to members of the public. Feel free to hit the under, whatever you like.
Okay, thank you very much. Is it turned on?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I think we'll be okay with the time limit. Well, our project 95...
Sorry, if you could stop just by introducing yourself, because we recorded.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah.
Thanks.
So, hi, I'm David Marlott with D&M Architect. So we're the architects of the project at 95 Seaforth. And Carl and the owner, Christina Healy, is here tonight. Our variance is fairly simple in the context of a larger remodel of the project. There are two variances being sought. One is to extend the fence along the lot line that we share with a neighbor from the normally permissible 6 feet to 8 feet. The reasons we feel like this variance are justified, the topography of the two sites and the neighbors, were on a relatively steep downhill slope towards the bay. The immediate neighbor who supports the variance with us has been in the final phases of a major remodel of their house, and from their uphill location, they have their trash enclosure and their driveway and so forth, so that in reality, even though with a 6 foot fence from their home, there's really relatively no privacy available looking down into the front terrace of our client's home. And of course, I think the intent of the code and the 6 foot fence was to find that balance between fences which are not too imposing but do offer privacy between homeowners. And I said both homeowners on either side of the fence have shared this desire for the 8 foot extension from the normal 6 foot. That's fundamentally where we justify the need for that variance. The second variance is related to, it's covering a trash enclosure. Once again, due to the specific, sort of relatively unusual topography of the house, there's no backyard per se or side yard available. So the flat outdoor area that's serving the house is on the street side and downhill from the street. And there's a carport, open carport, already in the what would normally be the front yard setback. And we have a sort of fenced-in trash enclosure area with a six-foot fence, so that doesn't require any kind of variance. But from the street, you can look down into the trash area. And so it's a very minor thing, but we want to actually put a roof over this trash enclosure, not higher than what would otherwise be the fence that's already enclosing it. So it's pretty simple, but the variance is required because it's in the front yard, and it does create lot coverage issues. It's just very slightly in excess of what's currently there. So that's a summary of our two-part variance request. Oh, there's a very small shed roof. Right. And that's part of the lot coverage. You work here, right? The three architectural components. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions? Nope. Okay. Thanks. Are there any public comments on 95 Seaforth? Seeing none, we ordinarily turn it back to you for 5 minutes to respond to comments raised. A little short on comments, so I think with that, we'll bring it back to the board. Who'd like to start?
I'll start. Well, as they say, good fences make good neighbors, and I can
make the findings for all the variances for the fence and also for the excess lot coverage. This is a no-brainer to me. And the staff did a good job on making the findings, and I agree with all the findings. I can definitely support this.
John?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the fence is easily understandable why it's needed, and the excess lot coverage, you know, the areas are already covered with impervious surfaces. They're just not roofed. So the changes don't increase the mass or anything about the building. It just makes it more practical. So I agree with Linda and the staff.
Yeah, I guess that's a little close. Let me bring it down here. I certainly agree with the conclusion. I mean, the fence, I agree, is a no-brainer. Just anytime you're dealing with the hillside kind of topography, it's very easy to understand the need for a little additional height. I didn't quite follow the staff's reasoning on the excess lot coverage. I didn't see why this would have anything to do with forcing them to go upwards if we denied it. But, you know, I don't think there's any, look, there's certainly no controversy. It's 63 feet of additional lot coverage that, you know, most of which I think is just adding, you know, kind of a shed enclosure over trash that's open. So if anything, it's really enhancing the property from a public and street point of view. So, look, I'm thoroughly behind it. This is a very, I think, easy request. So I think we're all in the same place and certainly making the same conclusion. So so does someone like to make a motion?
For 95 Seaforth, I can make all the findings for both variances, and I make the proposal that we approve the project as presented.
I think we also need to determine if it's exempt from CEQA.
It's categorically exempt from CEQA.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All against? None. And with that, 95 Seaforth is approved. Do you want the extra sets of plans? We just recycle them if you have any use for them. Next item. Next item on tonight's agenda, 168 Antoinette. Staff, would like to come up? If the applicant would like to. Yeah, I suppose it speaks for itself.
Yeah. I'm David Bolscher, Bolscher Architecture. I'm here just to answer any questions.
I didn't have any questions. Go ahead. We'll bring it back to the board. Oh, sorry. Are there any public comments on 168? I do need to see if there are any public comments.
Yeah, you do. You're right.
So, seeing none, we'll bring it back to the applicant. Seeing no comments, we'll bring it back to the board.
Okay, with the assurance of the sound analysis that was done, and looking at the fact that there are three mechanical pieces instead of two, as it says, I myself would consider the generator not in that grouping. I think it's something that's used on a rare basis when there's an emergency or electricity is out. So it's not like something that is going to be running all the time, which is, I think, what the intent of the code was. And when their generator is on, the neighbor's generators are on. As the staff said, they have generators. I don't see a problem.
I agree with everything that John said. And the sound engineer come out, and he said that everything's going to be quiet enough once it's enclosed. So this is another easy one for me to get.
I agree. I mean, I think that that, you know, the policy is here, and it says that, you know, when it's not met, there needs to be an acoustical engineer, and I think that requirement's been satisfied. So, I too am in support of the application as it stands. So,
okay, regarding 168 Antoinette Drive, I can make the findings that it's categorically exempt from CEQA and think that we should approve the project as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All against? None. With that, 168 gets its extra AC and generator. Thanks. Last item on tonight's agenda is review and adoption of the minutes from the June 2nd, 2016 meeting. Did anyone have any comments?
Looked fine to me.
I didn't.
All right. Who'd like to make a motion?
I make a motion that regarding the minutes of the June 2nd, 2016 meeting, that we approve them as presented.
Seconded?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All against? None. Minutes are adopted. Meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.